This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are with another episode of For a Better Life from IRB English Radio, and this is your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi. We were talking about the morality for our better life, and we discussed a couple of points in the previous episodes. Today I want to talk about another point which will take us to the next step towards the better life, and that is be more self-aware. So those people who are aware of themselves, basically they know their psychology, they know about themselves, they know about their attitude, they know about the things they like or the things they dislike. They know when they know about themselves, they make friends accordingly, they deal with the family accordingly, and they have relations with the neighbors, with the teachers, with the seniors, with the juniors accordingly. Why? Because they know themselves. But the problem is that in the community, we see that the people, they don't even know about themselves. We have a hadith in the Nahjul Balagha, which is a book from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man arafa nafsah faqad arafa rabbah." Whoever knows about himself, indeed, he knows about his Lord or his nurture. So basically, having a self-awareness means that you know about your Creator, you know about your Lord who has created you. And once you know about yourself, you reach to Him. Once you reach to Him, you have reached to the rank, the higher ranks, which He wants you to be. So knowing about self means that you should know that where you have come from and where you're living right now and where will you go. The major problem that we have in the community is that we forget that where we came from. We were nowhere. Allah has created us. So when He created us, He said that I send you down so that you worship me. The jinn and ins, like the jinnies and the humans, they both need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think you must have heard it from the scholars that praying or worshipping Allah does not mean to just pray 5-time prayers or to just having the fast in the month of Ramadan or just going to the Hajj. Worshipping Allah means that each and every deed that you perform should be according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if I'm talking to my kids, how should I talk? It has come in the Quran. How should I deal with my parents? It's been said in the Quran. How should I deal with the neighbors? So it's all about me. How should I do? How should I do? So you know this word, how should I do, this phrase is telling that I should know about myself. That if I know about myself, I know about my Lord. So in order to become a better person, you should learn to notice yourself and know how you behave in different situations. Then you'll know when to improve yourself if you do something improperly. And continue to do what you're doing right. So you're doing right, you continue that. And if you're doing wrong, you need to stop yourself. This point is very important because you can't be a better person if you don't know what you should improve of yourself in the first place. So basically, when you're not aware of yourself, you're not improving yourself. You know, the people who make excuses, basically those people are not taking any responsibility. And that is because they don't know about themselves. If they know about themselves, if they're aware of themselves, then they know that in which parts of life they lack. So when they lack in some parts of life, they will try to overcome, they will try to basically help themselves to improve those things in which they are weak, those things where they, those places where they lack. And if they cannot do that, obviously they are not a successful person and they cannot have a better life. And the main thing is, you should know, I said that, the people they forgot that where they came from, Allah has created us.
changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Where we are we aware that where we are living? And are we are aware of ourselves, that me being a human being in this world, what is my responsibility? What's my responsibility towards the animals, towards the environment, towards the plants, towards this planet, towards my family, towards my kids, towards my parents, towards my neighbors, towards my teachers, colleagues, or the place where I work, the community where I live, the people surrounding me, even the things that I use? Am I aware of myself that, we have today the problem of this pollution? Am I making a lot of pollution with the noise or maybe the car or whatever it is? So am I aware of myself? It all goes back to my own awareness. What kind of awareness do I have about myself? Am I a person who wastes a lot of things, who wastes a lot of foods because that is increasing in the pollution? Why? Because the food which I waste, I buy a lot of food but I waste it. It goes into the garbage. What to do with the garbage? They burn the garbage. When they burn it, obviously it is affecting the ozone layer. And then obviously it is harming the earth. It's causing the global warming. And this is all goes back that you need to give right. Everyone needs to give right of whatever it is. So if I am ethically, I know what need to do, my responsibilities, my actions, if I'm accountable for that, if I'm aware of my actions and I'm thinking rationally, I will have a better life. The people will have a better life. Why? Because if I change myself, if I'm aware of myself and I live my life according to this, then I can bring the change into the community. Usually what happens is we are not aware of ourselves. But what we do is we look at different people, what they're doing, and we talk about them. All the time we're talking about different people, that person has done this thing, he has done this, she has done that. So we're talking about them. But what I am doing at this point, I'm not aware of that. So I need to be very much aware of what I'm doing. Why? Because after this world, when I'm going to die, I will be transferred to another world. And that world is where I'm answerable. I'm accountable. I will be responsible for what I have done in this world. So if I'm aware of myself, I will be performing according to what I am. Usually we see that the people, they hear about the different scholars and they say like, oh, I can do this thing. I will pray at the night like Salatul Layl. I will do this. I will do that. I will read this long dua. And when they started, after a couple of days, they basically they're tired of doing this. And sometimes they're fed up and they leave. They don't have the constant practice of doing such a good deeds. It's because they are doing this without knowing about themselves. Obviously, if I know that I sleep a lot, for example, if I sleep a lot, I'm lazy, and I know that I cannot wake up like 10 minutes before the Fajr prayer or maybe 20 minutes before Fajr prayer for the Salatul Layl. What I can do is, before going to bed, I can pray just 2 rakat prayer as a Salatul Layl and then sleep and then just wake up for the morning prayer. So, but if I start all these things without knowing about myself. You know, everyone has their own psychology. And some of these scholars, they say like they have different, the people have different attitudes towards different things. So we should know about all these things and try to basically get aware of ourselves, our attitudes, by knowing our attitudes, our reactions. To which things we show more reaction, to which things we show less reaction, and how do we behave in front of people, how am I? And if I know about all these things, I might make a change into my life in order to have a better life, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. All I need, all I need, all I need. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause your love is all I need to be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. 'Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. Love is all I need.